Sorry.
Right.
Sorry. I'm going to introduce this. Right. As Sola speaking. Right. So in December, I decided to go on holiday on my own because I just needed to clear my mind and work out what 2013 was going to be like for me. So I went. Friends were like, oh, you're going on your own. We're concerned. You've been ill, day to day. I said, I'm absolutely fine. Absolutely. Absolutely 100% fine. So I went to Egypt, all inclusive, and it was just really nice because the journey there, I was in my head and I was thinking and processing. You know, it was a night journey, so I didn't really need to speak to anybody. And then when I got to the hotel and the room, it was lovely, it was perfect and everything. And that started my meditation and my visualization and my journaling. That's where I started it. I chose that time, that day, that holiday to start it. I do journal anyway, but this was kind of different journaling on this occasion. It was looking at my life and what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go. So it was okay. And then the photographer came up to me and said, do you want your picture taken? I'm going, oh, no, it's all right, thanks, no. And then he was going, no, it'll look really nice. You know, if you take it in the sunset, it'll be nice. And I'm going, no, I don't really want it taken. And he said, look, take them. If you don't like them, then you don't have to buy them. So I went, right, Christmas Eve, yeah, what do I do? So I'll go Christmas Eve. So it was Christmas Eve. We went, met him at 4 o'clock, took the pictures. And I went, I've got 2 outfits. And took the pictures and stuff, and it was really nice. Anyway, so and then we went to the beach and it was really nice, some beautiful pictures there. And when I had to meet him at 6 o'clock to look at the pictures to preview them. So the shock for me is that I have lost a lot of weight, but I've not actually seen myself. So when he showed me the pictures, I was so blown away. I had to ask him if they were really me, you know, and he was going, no, these are you. And I'm like, he didn't have time to edit them or anything, but in my head I was like, is this really me? Anyway, so I got so excited. I was like, I've never seen myself like this before, and really loved the pictures, so I bought them all. Now, one of the things that came out of it, I thought if I'd have gone with my friends, they might have said, oh, no, don't bother, we'll take pictures and whatever, and I would have never got that feel. However, earlier on in the year, I went on holiday with my friends on 2 holidays before. It's a bit back to front because I turned 60 in July and I just decided that, yeah, I needed to celebrate 100% because of the journey that I've been on, ill health and everything else. And, you know, friends haven't made it to 60 and stuff like that. And I just knew for me personally, I had to absolutely embrace my 60th birthday and just make sure I got everything out of it, because turning 60 for some people is a downward spiral, whereas for me it was the most uplifting experience that I've had in a long time, turning 60. So yeah, so I took the pictures and, you know, came home. I felt really good. I felt positive about, you know, my life. I do a lot of journaling. I've journaled for over 40 years, but going on holiday to Egypt for that week, it absolutely transformed my journaling. The way that I looked at life, the way that things happened and how things happened and what you put out there in the universe comes back, and it doesn't come back. I know it doesn't come back when you want it to, but it comes when you least expect it. And so my journaling has changed in a way that I'm really, really enjoying it, and I can break things down into sections. I've had a gratitude journal forever, but like I just put I'm grateful for today, or I'm grateful that I, you know, but now my gratefulness is more in detail, there's more detail. So it has been a massive awakening for me, turning 60 and going on holiday. And I've not stopped journaling since I've come back. It's been every day, whereas before I did it, you know, you'd have a month and you do it every day and then you stop. But I've just continued, and I've looked deeper into journaling and manifesting, which is something that I did, but I didn't realise I was doing it. And now, you know, I've just found that title that explains what it means. And I think, well, I've been doing this all along without a title. So, or without putting it in a box or whatever. But yeah, life is good. I'm
absolutely enjoying life. I've got so much to be grateful for, and I have no regrets about anything. And if somebody says something to that upsets me, I don't allow them to take my joy. Whereas before, somebody could say something and then I'd be on a downward spiral for the day, thinking, well, you know, getting into that negative thought process that they sort of drew me into, and I willingly gave them my feelings. You know, I willingly let them take those feelings away. So now, from this focused journaling that I've been doing, I don't let that happen. And if I'm speaking about something and it's a little bit negative, then I'll cut it off and I'll focus on turning it around to something positive. And even if I can't do it with the person, I'll do it in my own mind.
Intention. I'll put it back on everything you're
saying. So I've got this journal, it breaks it down to intention, what you're grateful for, what you're proud of, and moments you've spent on your own. So initially when I started, looked at the intention, I was like, intention, I intend to have a good day. And then it says, what are you grateful for? And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm grateful for today. I was grateful that I got up this morning. What are you proud of? And I struggled with that. I was thinking, what am I proud of? What am I proud of? I don't know. What am I proud of? Yeah, you know, I've got a nice home and whatever. And it was just simple things like that. And then spending time with myself, I was like, well, I didn't have much time because I was washing the dishes and I was doing this and doing that. But then when I'd gone away and picked this journal back up again, I just saw it in a total different light. And it was like my intentions were to remain positive and upbeat for the day. My intention is not to let anybody take my joy away, take my happiness away. And so my intention in this journal, if you look at it when I did it first to now that I've transformed it, is so much better. And then when it says what you're grateful for, and it's like, I'm grateful that I can experience love, and I know what love feels like, I know what joy feels like, and I know, and I can break it down, whereas before, oh well, I'm grateful that I woke up this morning, I'm grateful. And even in the tone, it wasn't grateful. But when you're thinking about happiness, joy, love, fun, it's all upbeat. So then you break it down into sections, and then that's how you get the feeling. Whereas if you're saying, I'm grateful that I woke up this morning, it's that feeling is not there.
It's a bit wooden, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's yeah, it's a bit like, yeah, just a little bit stuck. It doesn't, you're not feeling it, you're not actually feeling it. Whereas when you think of joy, you know, it's upbeat and it's happy, and happy, from joy it gets to happy. And then from happy and joy it gets to love. So it all interlinks. Whereas before, I never looked that deeply into it. So going away to Egypt on my own and finding myself has been like the best thing that I've done. And it's not that I didn't know who I was, but it was just focused on me to go through the process. And then when I said, when I spent time alone, I was spending time alone with myself, like I crochet now. So that time I'm there in my own thoughts doing my crochet. That's classed as time as your own because I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I enjoy every minute of it. I love what I can produce from it. And I only started to crochet in 2020 during lockdown, whereas I've knitted for over 40 odd years. Yeah. So that is time alone. And, you know, when you're in the house alone, it doesn't mean to say that you have to be meditating or focused, but you're just in your own quiet space. Yeah. And you can have the TV on if you want, you can have it off. I always have gospel music playing in the background in the kitchen, and that's upbeat. And so I just make sure within my home that I can do that. And in the car, I do that as well. And then it gives me what I need to take the next step to wherever it is that I've got to go, into the unknown. You know, because we go into the unknown. We go into a situation that you know nothing about. And, you know, you just want it to be positive, but I prepare myself. Whereas before I'd go into it and think, oh my God, what happened here? But now I prepare myself in the morning just on that positive vibe, and I put that out, and I remain there. Now, my son lives with me and occasionally tries to burst that bubble. And I take a deep breath and I'm going like, right, okay. Yeah, that's fine. That is fine.
You're
and I leave it.
Starting to create your reality, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Instead of reacting or being the victim of the collective unconscious out there, you're starting to create it, which
yeah.
is really inspiring and really exciting to
yeah,
hear.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think this is awful what I'm about to say. However, I'm going to say it. So sometimes when I've gone out and, you know, if a guy that I know says, oh, you look amazing, I'll go, yes, I looked in the mirror before I left out.
You don't need their approval.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas before, I'm not saying that I did, but it were nice. But now I'm thinking, yeah, but I looked in the mirror before I came out. So, yeah. You know,
yeah.
And I don't say it in an awful way, but it's I know that I don't need that.
Because validation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I say, and the pictures, that's been the most powerful visual aid for me. You know, and you might think, oh, well, you must know you've lost weight and you must know that you're wearing, you know, different sizing clothes. Yes, I do. But that's part of the process. But I never saw myself how I really, when I caught myself in the mirror, I'd be like, oh, is that me? And then not register it. But when it was there in black and white, there.
That's interesting about the power of a good photo session, isn't
yeah,
it? To
yeah.
just celebrate you and what an amazing thing to do when
yeah.
you turn 60.
It was just, yeah, it was in the stars. It
yeah.
was out there. It was what I was meant to do.
And good job you persisted, really.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because my friend was saying, oh, well, you know, I can't go then. And I thought, well, I'm just going to go.
And this is making me think, because I did a photography project on International Day of Older People when I was working in a cafe down the road.
Mm.
And we got a photographer to come in. My friend had made these big golden angel wings out of cardboard that are up behind my bed.
Mm.
And we all stood in the middle of them,
yeah.
dressed however we wanted, and we had a photo shoot. And it was meant to go into an exhibition, then COVID came, but it makes me want to do that again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So we all get a chance to shine.
Yeah, yeah. And so everybody's going, oh, yeah, when they've seen my picture, oh, you could go for a model, or you could do this, you could do modelling, look at the pictures, they're amazing. And it's just a seed that's been planted.
Yeah.
A seed that was never there, but a seed that has now been planted. And there's, from the photos, there's been quite a few little seeds that have been planted. And I'm just waiting for them to grow to see what comes of it. You know, it's just opened my eyes, it's given me the opportunity to look in a different direction, or directions that I wouldn't probably have never thought of, you know, going into. You know, one of the things that I met with friends from work on Friday, we went to for something to eat, and one of the women, she always comes up to me and she says, you look absolutely amazing, where did you get that dress from, where did you, you know, and then she said, but you've always looked amazing, because I do take a lot of pride in my appearance. I always have, whatever size I've been, I can say that now, because before I just said, you know, I always wore nice clothes, and I do believe that, you know, like something as simple, people will say, well, where'd you get your underwear from, and I'll go, Fit to Bust, and they'll go, oh, that's too expensive, it's too expensive, I can't afford that. And I'm like, but who's it for?
Mm.
You know, I buy it from there because the underwear is beautiful, and it's for me.
Mm.
It's not for anybody else outside, it's just for me.
Mm.
And I do strongly believe if you can't buy something expensive that looks beautiful for yourself, you're cutting yourself off.
Yeah.
But also, they've got Bravissimo. It's not as expensive, but they do nice underwear too, you know. And I do believe that, you know, if people look through their underwear drawer and had a look, you know, they'd think, right, yeah. Because for me, it's that first thing, you know, you pick this up, you're choosing it, and you're putting it on
yeah.
for you,
yeah. Yeah.
not for anybody else. You know, and that's how I look at it. It's always been for me and not for somebody else. But, you know, that's how I look at it. And nothing's too expensive for me, because you'd spend, I don't know, £50 on somebody else or whatever,
uh-huh.
or you'd throw £50 away, but then you think that £50 is too much for yourself. And, you know, you have to put yourself first, because if you don't love yourself first, you can't love anybody else.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? So
you're
it's
a very
all...
giving person, aren't you? Like, yeah. You let a lot flow through.
Yeah,
you,
yeah,
you
yeah. And I'll help everybody. I'll, you know, if I can get information, I'll try. I'll help anybody. And,
you give your time, which is the most precious
thing.
Yes,
I do, yeah.
You look after your family brilliantly.
Yeah. And recently I've been helping a lot of the elderly people in the community indirectly, you know, like, there's this woman that I know, and she's riddled with arthritis. And, you know, I'm like, do you get this? You know, you can get a blue badge. Oh, I don't know anything about a blue badge. She's got a blue badge. She said it's the best thing that's happened to her. So a couple of ladies have gotten blue badges, and, you know, the families have said, oh, this is great. We can park right outside. We don't have to worry about getting mum to the hospital and, you know, stuff like that. You know, and I don't know lots about benefits, but I'll say, do you claim this and do you claim that? And a lot of people are not claiming stuff that they do.
Yeah.
So for meeting one woman that I work closely with, opened me up to meeting a few of her friends and giving them information that they don't need. And
information,
like,
is power.
Yeah, and I'm like, right, you need to do this and you need to do that. And the kids have come back and said, oh, thank you, I saw her because I didn't know. And I said, well, you know, I only know so much, but I don't mind sharing what I know. I worked at Reginald Centre, so whatever I know and I can share it, I'm happy to share. Because there's a lot of stuff out there that they can claim for, but
that
just
really makes a practical difference to people's
everyday
lives.
Yeah,
so you're sharing the joy, aren't you?
Yeah.
You are.
And I work with a lady and I love it. It just doesn't feel like work. I love it a bit. So it's just amazing. I really, you know, all the time that I spend with her, I really, you know, it's wonderful. And that's all I ever say since working with her. I thought, oh, this is the perfect job. I can just work with people and, you know, and it's really nice. And like I said, you know, the family knows I love her to bits and, you know, I'll do anything for her and stuff and what have you. But yeah, that's just me. Just.
Can I ask you a bit about your experience with your health? Like, what happened and how you came through it, what it taught you?
Okay, so it's a journey and a half. I've had a journey and a half anyway, so
I'll stop, sorry. I'm going to start a new recording because